delve into a story of prophecy, leadership, and divine destiny as we explore the life of Samuel, the prophet who anointed David as King of Israel. In this biblical narrative, we witness how the hand of God guided the steps of Samuel from his calling as a child to his crucial role in establishing the royal lineage. Prepare to be inspired by Samuel's faithfulness and obedience and by the divine design that shaped the course of Israel's history. In the dawn of Israel, when judges still ruled over the scattered tribes, a child destined to be a prophet was born. His name was Samuel, and his story begins with a fervent prayer. Hannah, his mother, pleaded with the Lord for a son, promising to consecrate him to divine service. God listened to her plea, and Samuel was the answer to her prayers. From his earliest childhood, Samuel was raised in the temple under the tutelage of the high priest Eli. In this sacred precinct, he learned about God's laws and decrees, and his heart was filled with wisdom and reverent fear. It was a time of spiritual darkness for Israel, but Samuel's light began to shine. One night, as silence enveloped the temple, Samuel heard a voice calling his name. Three times he rose and ran to Eli, thinking it was he who called him. But it was not. It was the Lord who had chosen Samuel to be his messenger. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," Samuel responded to the fourth call, and thus began his journey as God's prophet. Samuel grew and became strong in word and deed. He led Israel with righteousness and wisdom, and when the threat of the Philistines loomed over the land, it was Samuel who interceded with God for his people. With a sacrifice and a prayer, he brought victory to Israel, and peace reigned for a while. But Samuel's true test came with the people's demand for a king to rule them, like the other nations. Although this saddened Samuel, because he knew that ability to listen to God's call, the Lord was his true king. He obeyed the divine will. He first anointed Saul, a man who seemed to have all the qualities of a leader, but whose heart ultimately failed. Then, following God's instruction, Samuel went to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse. There, among the man's sons, he looked for the next anointed one. Seven of his sons passed before Samuel, but none were the chosen one. "Are these all your sons?" Samuel asked. Jesse mentioned the youngest, David, who was tending the sheep. When David was brought in, the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise and anoint him, for this is he." And so, with a horn of oil, Samuel anointed David among his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day forward. The story of Samuel is one of faith, obedience, and the pursuit of God's heart. Through his life, we learn that it is not outward appearance that counts, but the heart willing to follow God's will. Samuel, the prayer child, became the prophet who anointed two kings and guided his people through times of change. His legacy endures as a beacon of hope and faith in God's providence. Samuel, already anointed as a prophet, faced challenges that tested his faith and leadership. The story of his life intertwines with that of the first kings of Israel, and his influence extended beyond his time. After anointing David, Samuel continued his ministry, but his relationship with Saul became tense. Saul, who had begun his reign with humility, was overtaken by envy and fear, especially after David defeated the giant Goliath and won the favor of the people. Samuel, as God's messenger, had to rebuke Saul for his disobedience and announce to him that God had chosen another to be king. Samuel's life also shows us the importance of listening to God's voice. In a time when visions and divine words were scarce, Samuel stood out for his turn of events. Samuel was able to hear and convey God's messages. He was a bridge between the era of the judges and the monarchy, a time of transition for Israel. Samuel was not only a prophet, but also a judge and a military leader. In critical times, he guided the people in battles against their enemies and administered justice fairly. His leadership helped unify the tribes of Israel and establish a more centralized government under the reign of Saul and then David. The story of Samuel culminates with his death and the mourning of all Israel for him. He was buried in Ramah, his hometown, and his legacy continued through the actions of David, the king he had anointed. The life of Samuel is a testament to faithfulness to God and the power of prayer. His story continues to inspire generations to seek God's will and to live a life of service and obedience. The narrative of Samuel intertwines with the history of Israel, a people in search of identity and leadership. Samuel, as a prophet, played a crucial role in the transition from the tribes to a unified nation under a king. His life reflects the tension between divine will and human desires, between obedience and ambition. Samuel witnessed the fall of Saul, the first king of Israel, a man who began his reign with promise but strayed from the path God had outlined for him. Saul's disobedience and his inability to repent led Samuel to seek a new leader for Israel, one who had a heart after God's own. The anointing of David as king was not just a symbolic act, but a defining moment in biblical history. David, the young shepherd, was not the obvious choice for king, but God looks beyond outward appearances and looks at the heart. Samuel, obeying God's voice, anointed David, marking the beginning of a reign that would change the course of Israel's history. The story of Samuel also teaches us about the importance of divine guidance. At every step, Samuel sought God's direction, whether it was in the selection of a king or in the battle against the enemies of Israel. His life is an example of how faith and obedience can lead a people to victory and prosperity. Samuel was not only a prophet and a judge, he was a mentor to David, preparing him to be a king after God's own heart. Through his teachings and example, Samuel left an indelible mark on David's life and by extension on the history of Israel. Samuel's story ends, but his impact endures. Through his actions and words, Samuel established a standard of leadership and faith that would resonate across generations. His legacy remains alive in the scriptures and in the lessons his life imparts to all those who seek to understand God's will and live according to it. The saga of Samuel and David is one that intertwines with the threads of destiny and divine providence. Samuel, the prophet who heard God's voice as a child, became the instrument through which the monarchy was established in Israel. His anointing of David marked the beginnings of a new era, one that would bring comfort and challenges alike. David, anointed by Samuel, did not ascend to the throne immediately. Instead, he entered Saul's service, playing the harp to soothe the tormented spirit of the king. The relationship between David and Saul went from initial trust to envy and hostility, as Saul realized that David was destined to replace him. Samuel, meanwhile, watched from afar, knowing that his role in David's history was not yet over. Samuel's life teaches us about the sovereignty of God and his ability to use people according to his purpose. Although Samuel did not live to see David's full reign, his influence was crucial in shaping David's character and faith. Samuel was a mentor, a spiritual guide, and an example of integrity and obedience to God. The narrative of Samuel also. The text highlights the importance of humility and the willingness to follow God's will, even when it is not fully understood. Samuel not only anointed David, but also prepared him to lead with justice and wisdom. The relationship between the prophet and the future king is a testament to mentoring and discipleship in faith. David, although anointed, faced years of adversity before becoming king. Persecuted by Saul, he lived as a fugitive, demonstrating his loyalty and faith in God despite circumstances. Samuel, although no longer physically present, had left a lasting impression on David, who strove to live according to the principles Samuel had taught him. The story of Samuel reminds us that true greatness does not come from power or position, but from loyalty to God and the willingness to follow his will. Samuel, in his humility and obedience, was elevated to guide Israel at a critical point in its history. His legacy is reflected in the pages of the Bible, where his story continues to inspire believers of all generations. The anointing of David by Samuel symbolizes divine choice, emphasizing it is God who raises and brings down kings. Through the life of Samuel, we learn that obedience to God brings blessings, and that even in the midst of uncertainty, faith can sustain us. Interlaced with faith and providence, it continues to unfold as a tapestry of eternal lessons. Samuel, the child who was delivered to the temple, grew up to be a beacon of hope and guidance for Israel. His life is a testimony to God's loyalty and ability to use people for his divine purposes. David, on the other hand, went from being a humble shepherd to a warrior king and poet. His life was marked by ups and downs, victories and defeats, sins and repentance. Through Samuel's influence, David learned to seek God's will and lead with a pure heart. The anointing of David in the presence of generations, like a tapestry of eternal lessons. Samuel, the child who was given to the temple, grew up to be a beacon of hope and guide for Israel. His life is a testament of God's faithfulness and ability to use people for his divine purposes. David, for his part, went from being a humble shepherd to a warrior king and poet. His life was marked by ups and downs, victories and defeats, sins and repentance. Through Samuel's influence, David learned to seek God's will and to lead with a pure heart. David's anointing in the presence of his brothers not only signified his selection as future king, but also the beginning of a life dedicated to the service of God and his people. Despite the challenges, including persecution by Saul, David maintained his integrity and his faith in God's promises. Samuel, even though he was not present in David's latter years, left a legacy of obedience and devotion that would resonate through the centuries. The relationship between the prophet and the king is a powerful example of mentorship and spiritual leadership. The story of Samuel and David teaches us about God's sovereignty and his perfect plan for each life. It reminds us that despite our imperfections, God can use us to achieve great things if we are willing to listen to his voice and follow his guidance. The narrative of Samuel and David doesn't end with the prophet's death or the king's coronation. Their lives continue to speak through the generations, reminding us of the importance of faith, obedience, and humility before God. Samuel, the prophet who listened to and answered the divine call from his youth, and David, the king whose heart reflected God's love and justice, both represent eternal ideals that still resonate in the hearts of believers. The anointing of David by Samuel was a prophetic act that signaled a change in Israel's history. This event not only established David as the future leader of Israel, but also symbolized the transition of divine authority through human obedience. Samuel's life, full of service and sacrifice, paved the way for David to lead with wisdom and compassion. As David took on the mantle of leadership, he faced numerous challenges that tested his character and his faith. From battles against the Philistines to internal struggles within his own kingdom, David proved to be a leader who, although imperfect, sought God's guidance at every step. Samuel's influence in his life was an anchor that kept him focused on his divine purpose. Samuel, the prophet who anointed David, left a legacy that transcended his own life. His story is one of commitment to God's will and leadership in times of change. Through his life, we see the importance of obedience and faith, even when circumstances seem challenging or uncertain. David, under the guidance of Samuel, became a leader after God's own heart. Despite his mistakes and sins, David is remembered for his genuine repentance and his desire to follow God. The relationship between Samuel and David is an example of how mentorship and spiritual guidance can influence a person's path. The story of these two great biblical characters teaches us about God's grace and mercy. It shows us that despite our failures, God has a plan for each of us, and that through faith and obedience, we can fulfill the purpose that He has for our lives. The narrative of Samuel and David also emphasizes the importance of justice and integrity in leadership. Through their lives, we learn that leaders should seek wisdom and direction from God and act with justice and compassion towards those they serve. Reflecting on Samuel's life, we encounter a striking example of how obedience and faith in God can influence the course of history. His role in anointing David as king highlights divine sovereignty and the importance of trusting in the Lord's ways. May Samuel's story inspire us to seek God's will in our lives and to follow His commandments with courage and determination. May we always remember that, like Samuel, each of us has a divine purpose in this world, and that by trusting in God, we can fulfill our mission with confidence and hope.